Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Joining me this morning is the new City of Mexico Economic Development Director, Gigi Quinlan McAravey. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're certainly glad to have you in here. We kind of broke this news about a month and a half or so ago that you were coming into the new position. For folks who don't know you, just tell a little bit about yourself, if you will.
Okay. My name, of course, is Gigi Quinlan McAravey. I was born and raised in Boonville, but moved away. Moved to Arkansas after I graduated from MU, and then was in retail and didn't really. It was tough. Retail business is tough, and decided to go to my background of real estate. My family's real estate background. And when I was 18, my dad pushed me to go get my real estate license. So I kind of fell back on that, moved to St. Louis and worked in real estate there for several years. Mostly new construction, but did sell all residential, not commercial. But then wanted to get back closer to home and see all my nieces and nephews growing up. I was missing that opportunity. And moved back home, got married, and started an appraisal, working in the appraisal industry for a firm in Columbia, and then opened my own company and worked there for several years, and then had the opportunity to do economic development for the city of Boonville, a nonprofit organization organized a group of volunteers and wanted to get economic development going. They hadn't had it there in 4 years prior to me starting. And so I did that for 5 years and then stepped away from that. I thought I was going to go back to appraising, but didn't. An opportunity came up when Amy, your prior economic developer, reached out to me, found out I had walked away, and said, hey, you need to apply. So I did, and now I'm here, and I just think it was supposed to be. So I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Kind of compare and contrast Boonville in Mexico and maybe some of the things that interested you in the job here in Mexico, if you will.
So you guys have a lot of similarities. We both had hospitals close. I no sooner started my job in Boonville, and a month later our hospital closed. But that's, as you study that, that's something you study right away, and you start learning that rural hospitals are closing all over. So it's not just something that just happened in Missouri. It's all over the nation. So that was interesting. I did see that Boonville needed housing, being an appraiser. Boonville had 3 active listings, and the rest were pending or sold, and all of the 65233 zip code. You guys are very similar. We need housing here. And I knew in order to grow your town and to fill a 250,000 square foot vacant building, we needed to have housing to house those in. Kawasaki came. We were working with a local builder who started, and it worked out for 2 years. We worked with him, and he was able to open a 400-home subdivision in Boonville. We had other developers come in. I was able to save D Barracks was going to be torn down by the city, which was our old Kemper military, and that closed, and that's something you guys have here that is a huge asset. You don't realize until you lose something how important it is. So D Barracks was a great building, and it was going to be tore down at the expense of $1 million with the city of Boonville, and we were able to save that. We had out-of-state investor come in, and he's working to turn that into senior housing. So housing was my focus, obviously, to start first because that was a need. So I do see here housing is a focus too, and I have started working in that direction for housing, but and talking to landowners and talking to outside investors and just kind of seeing what's here. And you guys did have the HIP program, which is the housing incentive program, that does expire at the end of this year, but it did spur some housing development, and I talked about that during the city council. So that's awesome that you guys are doing that, but we've got to pick it up because with Chomps coming, which is excellent, that's 280 jobs you're going to be getting here, that we're going to be needing some more housing. I do see that the City of Mexico has an awesome program that we did not have in Boonville, and that is where you have a demolition for homes that are, you know, not safe. So you have that program that could open up some fill lots. And there are builders taking advantage of that and some realtors too, who are renovating older homes or building on those fill lots. So that can give us maybe that startup home. It's not going to be, usually they're not over 200,000, but sometimes they are going ahead and building larger homes. But you can get some shotgun homes that I am seeing being built here, and that can be a startup home for under 170, around that range. I'm seeing some listed for that. So I am seeing positive things for, and you know, I know a lot of people are like, where's our 80 and 100,000 homes? Because that's what I saw startup. Very hard unless they need a lot of work at this point, just because homes are so scarce. It's that old economic supply and demand. So hopefully if we start getting some of those people taking more interest in doing some more smaller homes to keep that price down, and on these fill lots, which the lots will be less. And then you also have the new developments that are coming from the HIP program, and those are maybe a little bit higher up. It may allow people to move up into that house, and that may open up some more homes. So a lot of things going on that are very important in housing, and we just need to keep working towards that direction and get Mexico more housing. So
absolutely. Another big thing with economic development in the City of Mexico is going to be the potential reopening of a hospital. I tell you what, let's take our first break because that's a big, broad subject. Let's come back and let's visit that in just a moment. We're speaking with the new Economic Development Director for the City of Mexico, Gigi Quinlan-McAravey, right here on Meet the Community on KXCO.